In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little Tuesday Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Hop, what do you got for us today?
I don't know if you guys know the rumors that's been going around about with the New York Rangers. It seems like it's turning into a crap show. So, BT, start with you. Chris Kreider will be on the Rangers roster come playoff time.
I'm going to say that that's a bald-faced lie. It seems like there's a lot of noise. There was a little noise last year. It kind of feels like they've hit. They're going to get whacked their next game, too. They got a tough one coming up, right?
What? Who they got next? On the road, where?
Playing you Carolina, know? Right? 15-5,
is it Carolina? They lost last night, embarrassingly.
I know. I'm going to say bald-faced lie that he's not on the team when it's all said and done. But I'm not 100% convinced that they have to disrupt the makeup of the team. But it seems like they're motivated to try to do it.
See, I think that's the better question, Hoff. Whether he will or won't, who the hell knows? I'll say it's a bold-faced lie. He will end up getting traded. But I do think they have to break this up. Like, I love Kreider, and that's going to be a tough one. I don't know if just he is the answer. Obviously, you know, trading Trouba is going to be a part of this thing. Zibanejad has been awful. I just feel, BT, and I was thinking about this yesterday. I know we don't talk a lot of hockey, but we talk about windows and cores of the different teams what this team needs to get over the hump and blah, blah. The Rangers are at the point now, and I felt like this after they fell short again last year. They need to change it up. Like, it's just, to me, it's gone stale. They're not playing hard. The formula isn't working. Relying heavily on the superstar goaltender. They're allowing way too many shots.
Backup's been pretty good, too. Quick's been good.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's whether they pay Shesterkin or not, that's a different conversation.
Yep.
I do think we're at the point now where, unfortunately, they need to, as much as it pains me to think about a Rangers team without Chris Kreider, they need to change the core of this team now.
And it seems like they know that. Just based on the inferences and everything that's being out, the reports. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Different feels. So we'll find out what happens here, but yeah.
Sal.
Yes.
Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will outlast the Jets' next GM head coach. Ball face lie, ball face truth.
Shane and Daboll.
Think about that. Well, I think it's a fair question because of what we said yesterday. Like, if ownership is going to stick with Shane and Daboll, well, let me ask you it this way, BT.
Yes.
If they, let's say Mara says, I'm sticking with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
Which I'm not convinced that he's going
right,
to say.
But let's say he does.
Okay.
For the sake of this question, like, it could either go two ways. They fire him this year, and then obviously the answer would be whoever the Jets hire. But if they don't, if they decide to stick with him, would you say it would be unfair to judge them based off of next year's results if they had a rookie quarterback?
Yeah. I mean, if you're bringing them back, you're bringing them back understanding that once you take the quarterback that you've yet to take, you got to take some lumps early. You got to bake that into the evaluation.
Correct.
Sure.
So now you're building it out beyond next year where you could come up with a 2 to 3 year period where it also, not only are you extending, you also give them a chance to have success.
Understood.
But I'd say no. I think they're going to... I don't think they're going to survive the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I was saying yesterday. So how do we frame it? Bullface?
Bullface truth or bullface lie that the Shane and Dable will
bullface
outlast
lie.
The Jets?
Bullface okay. lie.
Got
Boy,
it.
The Jets will finally get their winning combination.
But even if they don't, you're figuring it's going to be another 4 years out.
Yeah, they're going to give them some, unless there's like a scandal or just complete incompetence and negligence.
I don't think it's impossible that if they stick with Shane and Dable, that they eventually have some success years out. I don't think the Giants are going to handle this right, and I see this getting, outside of Thursday where I think the Giants do have a chance to win, outside of that, I don't see how it's going to get much better for this football team. What's the last one, Hoff?
BT, Yankees losing out to the Red Sox or Blue Jays will hurt more than losing to the Mets for Juan Soto.
You know, this came up the other day, and I said, Sal asked me straight up that, you know, what would bother you more? And he used the Mets and the Red Sox as examples. And I said it would bother me more if it was the Dodgers. Mm. Because the Dodgers are what the Yankees used to be. You know, they get Mookie Betts. They get Yamamoto. They're going to probably get Suzuki. They get Freddie Freeman. They do this. They do that. They get Ohtani. Like, that's what the Yankees used to do. So, and then they just beat the Yankees in the World Series to boot. Putting the Dodgers over here, it would bother me more. It would bother me more if the Mets got him over the Red Sox. I'm gonna really come clean with that. Now, if he goes to the Red Sox, it directly makes my baseball life tougher because you play him a lot more, same division. But I don't think the Red Sox are ready to win yet. And the Mets, that would be a PR.
It's safe for the Blue Jays too, because I put the Red Sox.
Forget
Blue Jays
about Toronto. I'm not worried about Toronto. Okay. He's not going there.
You have a separate question for me, or I have to
answer
that
same one. Same one.
For you. But it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If the Soto signs, what was the exact question?
Yankees losing after Red Sox, Blue Jays will hurt more than going to the Mets.
Yeah, it would pain me deeply. If the Yankees,
how's he supposed to answer that?
It's a bald faced lie, bald faced truth.
It's a bald face.
It's a bald faced lie.
He's not. You
would be saying that going to the Mets would hurt more than Red Sox Red Sox Blue Jays.
I think it is a bald-faced truth that going to the Mets would hurt more from a Yankees perspective. Although BT brings up the best point, like, yeah, it hurts more because of your surroundings. You're in New York, social media, you're dealing with fans of the Mets and Yankees, our callers, our listeners, Mets and Yankees fans, the majority of them, you're not going to hear it from the Red Sox fans. However, when you watch, if the Red Sox happen to build a decent team, all of a sudden they could surpass maybe the Yankees in the AL East.
Yep.
That would hurt. But I think on a day-to-day thing, for the trash talk, for the emotions of it, I think it would hurt more.
That's a constant reminder.
If they sign with the Mets. Dove?
I will say this.
Yeah.
If it's not Steve Cohen outbidding Hal, it would bother me more.
What are you eating there, Dove? What do we got?
I got some guacamole on challah.
Jeez. Guacamole.
Well, wasn't the first rule of broadcasting like, hey, don't talk with your mouth full? Not that your mouth is full, Dove, but I could clearly hear you. I think it's entertaining. It's fine. I'm not poking fun. I'm just,
Did you hear my words?
I could hear you chewing something. No, I couldn't get past the fact that whatever it was that you were eating
you're chewing like a cow.
So, I'll try to say it again
ahead,
for you.
Go ahead.
If it's not Steve Cohen outbidding Hal, it would bother me more. I can understand why Steve Cohen outbids Hal Steinbrenner. If it's the Red Sox or the Blue Jays outbidding Hal, that bothers me more.
Good point.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because the Yankees should not be outbid really by anybody, but especially not the Red Sox or the Blue Jays.
Although, just for the record, again, stripping away emotion and the optics here, the Toronto Blue Jays ownership group, the Rogers Center, the Rogers Group, pardon me, is the second most affluent ownership group in baseball behind Steve Cohen.
I know, but I know, imagine, what you're saying. Like, it's the Yankees. You're going to get outbid by the freaking Toronto Blue Jays team who you own. Although, I will say, if Soto does not sign with either the Mets or the Yankees, I do want him to remain in the AL East because that's the best storylines. Whether it's watching him with the Blue Jays or the Red Sox, I wouldn't want Soto to go out west. I mean, I guess you could say that you'd rather see him with the Phillies. I personally wouldn't want to see that. I'd rather it be...
That'd be nice.
I'd rather it be the AL East. If not the Yankees or the Mets, then stay in the AL East. BT and Sal on the Fan. Kenny is in West Islip. What's up, Kenny?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Kenny.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, PT and Sal.
Hi, Kenny. Good morning.
What's going on, buddy? We're good, man. Go for it. What do you got?
Kenny, let's get
to it,
bro.
I've been a Yankee fan since the Dodgers left Brooklyn.
Wow.
So I grew up in Brooklyn my whole life.
Okay. Wow.
So I've been a long time.
All right.
I played baseball in the Brooklyn Bonnies, by the way.
I know the Bonnies. I used to play against the Bonnies. Very good. Black and orange.
Kenny, I'm just going to let you know as nicely as possible. The next words out of your mouth better be something about Soto. Otherwise, I think we're going to have to move on. Good.
All right. No problem. Here's the problem I have with Soto. Sal, you can have him. Because I don't think he's a good outfielder. He can't field in Yankee Stadium, which is a short right field. He'll have a tremendous problem in Citibank. Now, the Yankees have too many holes. They need a first baseman, a third baseman, a left fielder, a center fielder, another pitcher, a starting pitcher, a closer.
Well, they got the closer. Weaver's the closer. But your point's taken there, Kenny. Hey, listen, maybe we needed an old-timer. Thank you for the call there, Kenny. To come in and remind everybody, you know, how you actually build championships. He's seen them all.
Yeah, well, that is true.
He goes back to when they left. I mean, he didn't see the 20s and 30s, but he saw the 50s.
Yeah, I think, look, there are obviously two different circumstances with the Mets and Yanks. I wouldn't get caught up in how Soto projects in year 10. I mean, think of how many years we have till Soto gets to where Aaron Judge is right now, age 33. I mean, that's 7 years out. Mm-hmm. That's going to be more than half the contract. So when you look at the 10 years, the 13 years, they generally don't work out. However, when you do it for a 26-year-old, the majority of the contract should play in your favor. And by the way, in 7 to 10 years, who the hell knows what these players are going to be getting? You could be talking about $100 million per year players for the caliber of Juan Soto. Also, because the National League now has the luxury of the DH as well, it doesn't age that poorly when you just take him out of right field and put him at DH.
Yeah, even if he signed the 15-year deal, he's going to have opt-outs. And from what the reports are, it's going to be, or he wants a third after 3 years and after 5 years.
So, I would, and I'll go on the record now, and you and I both said this, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say it's an opt-out after 3 years even. And he opts out. See ya.
That's the best option available.
Yeah, yeah. And now, but it's going to be on him, and maybe somebody else would say, well, he's still 29.
Yeah, oh yeah, somebody
I'm gonna
would.
Give it, I'm not doing it.
I hear you.
I think the best case for both the Mets or Yankees, or really whoever signs Soto now, would be that he does opt out after 3 years. I don't know if he would, mm-hmm. but go ahead, do it. Go get your $60, $70 million a year. It's not going to be for me. I got my 3 years. I'm done. Thank you.
And we just got, you know, if from a Yankee perspective, including a year ago, we got arguably your four most prime years. Peace. You want to opt out? Goodbye.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Yeah, so the opt out.
That'd be great.
They could favor him, but I do think you're going to have, I think the Mets and Yankees, let's say one of them signs him.
Yeah.
I think they would be smart to the fact of, look, now we could let you go. We couldn't let you go before. We didn't want to lose you before. You want to opt out of this deal that we just committed to? There's no way I'm opting in again for another 10 years or whatever at a higher. Go find it somewhere. Let Toronto go do it, or the Dodgers or wherever.
Now, he'll control all the opt-outs, obviously, but is it a situation? Now, the Yankees turned their back on the Cole situation, but, you know, the Yankees get attacked on that extra year. I don't know if Juan Soto's looking to do that, but either way, that would be it's basically a three-year contract at that point. Phenomenal. Right. I'll give you $90 million a year, and you can leave after 3 years.
Yeah, really.
It's fine.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll come back, take more of your calls, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. We're talking Soto.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.